I'm going to talk about angels. Whether you realize it or not, you're an angel. What brought this up is a very beloved friend, Claire Soloway, had an incident in her life. I'll tell you about it. It went like this. She was off to Pakistan again to do a training group there. And we were all saying, are you sure? It's so dangerous. You have to have a bodyguard all the time. We were saying this. She came back fine. She did her job. But when she got back, her flat had been burgled. Everything taken. But not only that, she was driving along the freeway and she got shunted from behind. Violently. The car upturned, skidded along on its roof for a very long way, and completely flattened the car. It was so dramatic, the BBC did a section on it on the news, showing the car. When you see the car, you can't believe anybody could be alive in there. And she was, and comparatively unhurt. She was hanging upside down with her seatbelt on, and she turned blue because she wasn't breathing. A lorry driver had stopped. He was a scaffolding lorry driver, and he'd had some first aid training. When she came to after being unconscious, there was this scaffold driver, Adam, and he looked at her and said, very gently, don't move. Just stay still. With one hand, he lifted her. With the other hand, he undid the safety belt and let her down. She looked into his eyes and had a revelation. I'll go back a bit because it's very strange. Claire said she was sorry she didn't have a near-death experience. And she had that, and more. When she looked into Adam's eyes, she said, I could see his angel. Everything was still and calm, and I saw his angel. And when the paramedics arrived, I saw their angel. I could see almost everybody's angel buried at different levels of levels. But everybody has an angel. Now I see it everywhere, in everybody. Now, this is the point of this story. You have an angel. You are an angel. And we all have had different levels of forgetting who we are, which is connected to that previous recording I did about coming here from somewhere. We all have an angel. Now, this angel has many names because it can't be named. It's unnameable. So we can call it the soul, the source, the essential self, the unformed, the brilliant darkness. Same thing. Now, not only do you have, you are this angel, everybody you know and everybody you don't know. Everybody. And not only everybody, but maybe everything, even the rock, has a consciousness. Is that thou art that?